Law Firm Marketing Leaders Should Have a Seat at the Table by Maria Aronson. For decades, law firm marketing and business development professionals were viewed primarily as operational support and excluded from strategic conversations shaping the firm's future. That model no longer reflects the realities of today's legal marketplace. As law firms navigate lateral expansion, AI-driven client discovery, market consolidation, and increasingly sophisticated client expectations, marketing leadership has evolved into a core business function that directly influences growth, reputation, and competitive positioning. In many firms today, marketing leadership encompasses far more than traditional advertising or communications. It increasingly includes business development, client intelligence, public relations, digital strategy, lateral integration, and data-driven growth operations. The firms that recognize this shift are building stronger market visibility, more cohesive client strategies, and better long-term growth outcomes. Those that do not risk falling behind. Throughout this year's Legal Marketing Association annual LMA conference, a consistent message emerged. Legal marketing professionals are no longer simply executing strategy, they are operationalizing it. Marketing leaders are the connective tissue between firm strategy, client perception, and market performance. The legal market is becoming more competitive and more operational. This leadership shift is crucial amid the widening economic divide across the AmLaw 200. Recent reports from the American Lawyer reveal that while many second-tier firms continue to see strong revenue and profit growth, the gap between top performers and the rest of the market is expanding. Industry experts increasingly describe the current legal landscape as a two-speed economy, where firms with better operational alignment, clearer market positioning, and more advanced growth strategies are pulling ahead of their competitors. This divide is no longer driven solely by legal talent, but increasingly by operational sophistication. Today's firms face rapid technological changes, AI adoption, shifting client behavior, pricing pressures, and talent mobility. Corporate legal departments now evaluate firms not just on legal expertise, but also on responsiveness, industry fluency, brand strength, innovation, and operational excellence. As highlighted in several LMA keynote sessions, law firms operate in an environment characterized by constant disruption, technological acceleration, and intensified competition for both clients and talent. For many AmLaw 200 and mid-market firms, this presents a critical inflection point. They are increasingly positioned to leverage a strategic middle-market advantage. They are large enough to offer sophisticated capabilities and a broad geographic reach while remaining agile and cost-efficient compared to the largest firms. To sustain this advantage, these firms must also impose greater discipline on branding, lateral integration, client experience, thought leadership, and market visibility. This is work increasingly driven by marketing and business development. With rising client acquisition costs and lateral investments often exceeding seven figures, firms can no longer afford disconnected growth functions. The economic urgency to improve realization, enhance client retention, capitalize on cross-selling, and maximize returns from lateral hiring requires leadership teams to rethink organizational structures and operational strategies. Taking decisive action now will position firms to thrive in this competitive environment and secure lasting growth. The shift to strategic leadership firms need to move faster and align more closely to remain competitive. Strategic growth initiatives, particularly lateral hiring, cross-selling, mergers, and client expansion, depend on coordinated messaging, data-driven positioning, and proactive relationship management. Historically, marketing and business development teams have been reactive service providers. Lawyers requested materials, marketers executed them. Communications were often fragmented across practices, and business development efforts frequently operated in silos. At LMA's session on connecting law firm strategic plans with operations, presenters from Hogan Lovells Cadwallader emphasized that marketing and communications professionals already help shape how firms present their growth priorities publicly through lateral announcements, sector positioning, market expansion, and client development campaigns. The issue is not whether marketers influence firm strategy. They already do. The issue is whether firms formally recognize that influence within leadership structures. To be clear, This is not an argument that marketing leaders should replace practicing attorneys in firm governance. Law firms will and should remain lawyer-led institutions. But modern law firms are also increasingly complex businesses operating in highly competitive markets. Strategic leadership today requires operational, reputational, and market expertise alongside legal expertise. Excluding professionals responsible for client engagement, market intelligence, and firm positioning creates blind spots that many firms can no longer afford. The firms that continue to exclude marketing leadership from executive discussions often create avoidable inefficiencies, inconsistent messaging across practice groups, reactive communications strategies, delayed market response during crises or transitions, weak integration of laterals and mergers, underdeveloped client experience initiatives, limited visibility in AI-driven search and discovery environments. These challenges are no longer isolated marketing problems. They are business problems. Lateral growth is a leadership test. Perhaps nowhere is the strategic importance of marketing leadership more visible than in lateral integration. Lateral hiring remains one of the dominant growth strategies across the legal industry. Yet research presented at LMA sessions showed that nearly 70% of lateral partners underperform expectations and that almost half leave within 5 years. Firms continue investing heavily in talent acquisition while underinvesting in the systems needed to ensure long-term integration success. The reasons are rarely limited to legal capability. More often, laterals struggle because firms fail to align internal communication, client outreach, cross-practice collaboration, and market positioning around the new hire. Marketing and business development teams are uniquely positioned to bridge those gaps. By including chief marketing officers and key marketing contacts in regular leadership meetings, firms can align marketing, public relations, and business development initiatives with firm-wide growth priorities. These include implementing a structured lateral integration strategy supported by coordinated internal communications, launching targeted client outreach campaigns for priority practices, increasing early visibility for newly onboarded partners in key markets, strengthening cross-practice collaboration, improving earned media positioning tied to strategic growth initiatives. Lateral integration is not solely an HR or recruiting function. It is a strategic business function that requires coordinated operational leadership. AI visibility has raised the stakes. The rise of AI-generated search and discovery tools has further elevated the importance of strategic marketing leadership. Sessions focused on generative engine optimization and AI visibility highlighted a growing reality. Clients are increasingly relying on AI-driven platforms to identify legal counsel. Firms that fail to manage their digital authority, structured content, and market positioning risk becoming invisible in AI-generated recommendations. One presenter described a law firm that lost a client opportunity because a competitor appeared in an AI-generated response while the firm itself did not. That is no longer a hypothetical risk. Visibility today depends on far more than traditional rankings and SEO. Firms must coordinate thought leadership strategy, structured digital content, media visibility, data governance, attorney positioning, cross-platform authority signals. These initiatives require ongoing operational oversight, not occasional tactical execution. Marketing teams are often the largest consumers and interpreters of firm-wide data. Yet many firms still exclude those same professionals from the leadership conversations determining how that data is collected, structured, and deployed. That disconnect creates risk. Client experience is now a competitive advantage. The legal industry's increasing focus on client experience also reinforces the need for marketing leadership at the executive level. Client experience is no longer limited to hospitality or responsiveness. It encompasses how consistently firms communicate value, demonstrate industry understanding, and build trust across every client interaction. Marketing professionals who understand client expectations, emotional drivers, and business priorities are often best positioned to help firms strengthen those relationships. Importantly, clients increasingly expect firms to understand not only legal issues but broader business implications. Clients do not want generic legal analysis. They want practical, commercially relevant insight framed around business impact. This is called thought leadership. Marketing and communications leaders play a critical role in helping lawyers translate technical legal knowledge into client-centered messaging that builds trust and differentiates the firm. That is strategic advisory work. Strategic leadership requires diverse perspectives. Another recurring theme throughout this year's LMA conference was the importance of transformative leadership in periods of disruption. Keynote speakers discussed how accelerating technological change, evolving workplace expectations, and increasing operational complexity require organizations to adopt more collaborative and adaptive leadership models. Law firms are not immune from these pressures. The firms most likely to succeed in this environment will be those willing to broaden the perspectives represented in executive decision-making. That means recognizing that strategic leadership is not limited to practicing attorneys alone. Marketing leaders often bring market intelligence, competitive analysis, client feedback, reputation management expertise, cross-functional operational insight, crisis communications experience, data interpretation capabilities. They also frequently provide continuity during periods of leadership transition. Managing partners rotate, executive committees evolve, practice leadership changes over time. But senior marketing and business development leaders often maintain long-term institutional knowledge around client relationships, competitive positioning, strategic initiatives, and market perception. That continuity can become a significant operational advantage during periods of firm transition or growth. Excluding those perspectives from leadership discussions weakens institutional decision-making at a time when firms need broader operational awareness. The seat at the table is already earned. The conversation should no longer be whether marketing professionals deserve a seat at the leadership table. In many firms, they have already earned it. The more pressing question is whether law firm leadership structures have evolved quickly enough to reflect how modern firms actually operate. The firms pulling ahead in the Am Law 200 are succeeding because they are building more integrated operating models, where marketing, business development, client experience, communications, and firm leadership operate as coordinated growth functions. Law firms have long described themselves as relationship businesses. In today's market, the professionals responsible for shaping those relationships, internally and externally, belong in the rooms where strategic decisions are made. The firms that continue treating marketing and business development leaders as tactical support functions may discover that their competitors have already turned those same professionals into strategic growth engines. In today's legal market, that difference matters.